purpose of this video today is really just to bless you. I want to pray for you, and I want to share the love of Jesus with you. Maybe you don't know who Jesus is, or maybe you grew up knowing Jesus and you walked away from him. No matter the situation,
you can be healed
from your sickness and disease. You don't have to put up with poverty. You don't have to put up with all the things that are part of this world system. Sickness, disease, poverty. Maybe you're someone that deals with drug addiction, alcohol addiction. And I want you to know you can be free from that. You don't have to live the rest of your life struggling, trying to stay sober. There is freedom for you. So what I want to do to begin this, we want to look at some scriptures to help you to understand what we're doing. The first scripture is simply going to be John 3:16. One of the disciples that walked with Jesus when he was on this earth, wrote this scripture by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Look at that word. Believes in him. That's what this is about. Believing in him. What are you believing? You're believing that he came to this world, Jesus, the Son of God. Believe that he lived a sinless life. Believe that he died on the cross in your place to pay the price for sin, for your sin. And then he rose from the dead, and now he lives in heaven. Believing that is what causes a person to go from death to life, to be born again, a child of God. And in that process, you are set free. You're freed from all of the afflictions, all of the torment, everything that's under the curse. But you have to believe. You have to believe that you're free. You have to believe that Jesus paid the price for your sin, that he paid the price not only for sin, but for sickness, disease, and poverty, and for whatever else that you're tormented with, addictions. He set you free from that. All you have to do is believe and receive your freedom. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you take your last breath on this earth, that you're going to spend forever with Jesus and the Father. And you do that by giving your life to him. So let's find out a little bit more about what is available to us who believe. Can you believe that he delivered you from sickness? Can you believe that whatever is afflicting your body, whether it's heart disease, whether it's diabetes, kidney disease, cancer, no matter what it is, can you believe that he set you free from this? Well, let's look at some scriptures to help you in your believing, to help you to see that you can be free from this. The next scripture we want to look at is in the book of Mark, chapter 16, beginning in verse 15. These are going to be some of the instructions that Jesus gave just before he returned to heaven, after he was crucified, after he rose from the dead, and just before he went to heaven. This is what he said. I would think that these would be some of the most important words that we could read here, because this is his instructions to us before he left. He said, first of all, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's the first instruction. He's telling us we need to go. Well, for you listening, first of all, You need to accept what he did. And once you do that, then you can be part of the group going into all the world. For me, I'm reading this instruction, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going right now into all the world, and I'm preaching the gospel to you. And this is, there's more instruction here that I'm supposed to do. He says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. What does that mean? For those who believe, they were going to be saved. Saved, what does that mean? Saved, salvation, wholeness in every area of their life. That's what wholeness is. It's not just that you're saved and going to heaven, but that while you're here on this earth, that you're whole in every part of your life, free from poverty, free from sickness and disease, free from drug addiction, free from all of that. That's wholeness. He didn't save us to leave us here on this earth suffering. That wouldn't be right. He set us free in every area. What we have to do is we have to believe that he did it. So what else does it say in verse 17? And these signs shall follow them that believe. That's I believe. So these are the signs that should follow me. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I want you to listen to this last part very carefully. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It didn't say they might recover. It said they shall recover. So here we are. Now you're watching this video. I'm not with you in person where I could lay my hand on you and pray for you. But you have this video. So we'll call this a point of contact. So just imagine that I'm right there with you in the same room with you. So that when we pray here in a few minutes, just imagine that my hand, as I'm holding it up, that you can touch my hand. And that's a point of contact, and it's the same as what we read here, that I'm laying my hands on you. And it said that they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So believe that. Believe as we pray, and I lay my hands on you through this video, that you shall recover. Not maybe, but you shall recover. So let's give you some more proof here. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, it says, by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought or worked among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. What is that saying up to this point? All it's saying is they did miracles through these apostles' hands. They were doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. They were going into all the world. They were laying hands on the sick. They were seeing miracles. Now, let's see what happened with Peter. Verse 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. In this situation, what it's saying here is they would bring the sick people, and just perchance Peter would walk by and just his shadow would overshadow them and they would be healed. In verse 16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them, everyone. So if you had the impression that only Jesus did these miracles, well, here we see the apostles, we see Peter, we see the miracles happening just the same way they did with Jesus. Now these apostles, it's not that it was exclusive for them. Remember what Jesus said, if you can believe, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. They didn't say just for the apostles, it was for all of us. So let's go with one more example, and that's going to be the example of a man by the name of Paul. And that's going to be in Acts chapter 19. We're going to be looking at verses 11 and 12. And God wrought or worked special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So what is that saying? The Apostle Paul, he had clothing just like we have, and they would take pieces of the cloth that he wore, send that to people. When that clothing touched the sick person, they were healed. Or if it touched someone that had a demon spirit, they were delivered. The demon left. So, again, you have this video. Let's consider this something similar to that piece of clothing, that an anointing, that the presence of God is following this video, that as you touch it, as you pray with me in a few minutes, that that presence is going to manifest and that you're going to have the miracle that you need. I don't know what that miracle could be, and it doesn't matter. There's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. Can you believe? I believe that when we pray, that if you have a sickness in your body, that sickness is going to leave. If you have blindness, maybe you're just hearing my voice and you can't see me. If you're blind, I believe your eyes will open. I believe that if you're crippled, that you're going to stand up out of that chair and walk. I believe that whatever is tormenting you, that God has already paid the price through Jesus for you to be set free. And the only variable is whether or not you can receive it. Can you believe? And so let's go ahead and pray right now. I'm going to hold my hand up. And if you would like to just touch your screen and believe with me, I believe when we're done that you will have your miracle. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what has been accomplished for every one of us in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I believe that we're delivered from sin, sickness, disease, and poverty, if only we will believe. And as my friend prays now, I add my faith with theirs, and I believe in Jesus' name that they have their miracle. And I want you to say whatever it is that you're in need of, eyesight, healing in your heart, healing in your blood pressure, just believe that you receive it and thank God for it. Thank you. Just say this. Thank you, Father. I'm healed of whatever it is. I'm healed. I receive my healing of heart disease. I receive my healing of cancer. I receive my healing from blindness. Receive it now in Jesus' name. And if you're somebody that's afflicted with addictions, drug dependency, alcohol dependency, receive your freedom. And just say it with me. I believe that I receive my freedom from drug addiction. I believe I receive my freedom from alcohol addiction. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it's so important that you believe, that you receive it, and then you thank God for it. And I want you to hold on to this. I want you, if you want, write it down. On this day, I believe that I receive my healing. I believe I receive my deliverance. I believe I receive my deliverance from poverty. I will not be poor anymore. Now, it's also equally important, and more important, actually, that you would make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Now, maybe you have when you were younger. He is ready to receive you back right now. So, when we conclude this, what I'd like for you to do is to watch the next video. Then the next video is entitled, Do You Need Jesus? And in that video is going to be answering that question through Scripture and giving you the opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So please watch that, and I hope that you'll pray that prayer and make Him the Lord of your life. And I thank you so much for taking the time to watch this 15-minute video. Be blessed.